Congress is making a last-ditch effort to avoid a government shutdown. From Marketplace in New York, I'm Kimberly Adams in for David Brancaccio. The House and Senate are planning votes today on a stopgap funding bill to prevent a government shutdown. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer gets us up to speed on where things stand.
Funding for the federal government runs out at midnight Eastern time tonight. Without a new funding bill, non-essential government agencies would shut down. Congress is getting ready to vote on stopgap funding that would keep the government open for another week as they hash out the details of a longer spending bill for the rest of the fiscal year, which ends September 30th. Republicans and Democrats still have to iron out disagreements on long-term funding for a health care program for coal miners and money for Puerto Rico's Medicaid program for the poor. And Democrats object to Republican efforts to block things like the fiduciary rule, which would require financial advisors to act in their clients' best interest. The last government shutdown was in 2013. An initial analysis from Standard & Poor's in 2013 said that shutdown took a $24 billion bite out of the economy. Both parties say they want to avoid another shutdown.
And later today, we'll get new numbers on economic growth here in the U.S. The initial estimate of gross domestic product for the first quarter of 2017. It's the first GDP number reflecting President Trump's leadership. And in spite of Trump's promises of faster growth, economists aren't seeing many signs of acceleration just yet. Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman has more.
Economists are puzzling over a contradiction between what they call hard and soft data. Reports on consumer and business spending, industrial output, the hard data, have been pretty mediocre so far this year. But surveys of consumer and business confidence, soft data, have been really upbeat. Eric Wiegand at U.S. Bank Wealth Management predicts growth will come in at about 2% for 2017, better than last year, but a far cry from the 3, 4, or 5% President Trump has promised. The economy so far, says Wiegand,
not too hot, not too cold, still staying kind of in the middle and anxiously awaiting some policy updates.
Meaning businesses and investors are waiting to see if proposed tax cuts and infrastructure spending materialize. Chris Christopher at IHS Market expects consumers who've been holding back to start driving growth.
People are happy with the kind of prices they can get for their house. They're feeling a little bit more wealthy.
He says that indicates they're ready to spend again. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.
This week, we've been rolling out the results of our latest Marketplace Edison Research poll. Among other things, we asked respondents how they felt about immigration, and 60% of those we polled said immigrants do the jobs Americans don't want. But as crackdowns on undocumented immigrants continue, some are hesitant to go out and do those jobs. In Texas, widespread raids by Immigration and Customs Enforcement are causing some to lay low, holding off on working and shopping. Marketplace's Andy Euler has more from Austin.
Austin's North Lamar neighborhood is home to a lot of strip malls, and the clientele is mostly Latino. I stopped in at a supermarket and taqueria called La Hacienda. I asked manager Juan Rodriguez if business was down because people are afraid. Outside, he points. In February, he saw trucks pull up and agents in uniform marched into businesses.
See the right here in the Whataburger? In the corner right there, what is this, Taco Bell? Yeah, I see some trucks, I don't know, with the immigration or ICE.
It was part of a five-day nationwide sweep. ICE officers arrested 51 people in the Austin area alone. More than half had no criminal history. They were just undocumented. Rodriguez says La Hacienda's business suffered for weeks, but it's slowly coming back. Javier Bautista stopped in for lunch. He's got the white T-shirt and pants of a painter, and splatters on them show he's been working. He says the big ICE raid put everyone on edge.
Nos da miedo, pero pues tenemos que enfrentarnos al,
we're afraid,
al
but we've got to confront it and get back to work because we've got to eat.
It's a bit less risky for him. He works in private homes, which are less likely to be raided. But those who work in restaurants or outdoor construction sites feel more exposed.
Muchos amigos y amigas me dijeron que faltaron
A lot of friends told me they didn't show up to work many times because they felt like they were being monitored by immigration agents.
He's noticed a lot of businesses have less foot traffic, and not just Hispanic-owned ones like La Hacienda.
In the past months, I would see businesses empty. Walmart was a little empty. H-E-B Grocery was also empty.
The spin cycle coin laundry next door is struggling. Marta Soto runs the place.
What's happening is that people are scared and don't want to leave their homes.
She says daytime business has dropped dramatically. She thinks that's due to rumors that ICE only works during the day. She's staying open until 1 a.m. to meet changing demand.
Since they don't want to come in the morning, they can at least come in at night, so we can stay open because we have to do business with them.
It's been several weeks without another major ICE raid. That has people venturing out a little bit more. But there's a feeling there are more big roundups to come. I'm Andy Euler for Marketplace.
Our senior producer is Nicole Childers. Our digital producer is Janet Wynn. Stephanie Hughes produces Marketplace Tech. And in New York, I'm Kimberly Adams with the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.